Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Damn, son, where'd you find this?
This should be played at high volume, preferably in a residential area.
Listen to me, Randy. It doesn't matter what you look like on the outside, whether you're white or black or Sasquatch even. As long as you follow your dream, no matter how crazy or against the law it is. Except for Sasquatch. If you're Sasquatch, the rules are different.
Forget it, Meatwad. I'm a circus freak. But that's all I'll ever be.
Whatever.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
Wendy Williams is taking the time she needs to heal.
Got it.
We've got a lot to talk about.
It was announced on Tuesday that the TV personality is not returning for the season 13 premiere of her daytime talk show.
If I were Wendy Williams, frankly, I would just call it quits right now. There's really no reason to be around the whole daytime talk show that's trashy. It's very 2009. Nobody's going, oh my God, I need to watch Wendy Williams. And I think your mental health is probably very important right now because you're irrelevant. You make the news a lot. But you farting and acting like a buffoon is what's making you go viral. There's never really a rant about anything that Wendy does where it's like, oh, man, we got to give her a round of applause. She's really speaking the truth over at the Wendy Williams Show. She's usually just ruining other people's lives. So I think she needs to just go away, never be heard from again, and then we can finally find peace.
And he continues to face ongoing health issues.
Yeah, and I mean, in all seriousness, I find her obnoxious. I find her annoying. I find her talentless. But I don't wish any bad health upon anybody I don't like. So I really do hope that she recovers and is able to manifest perfect health. And that show never returns to TV. That's all I ask.
Here's the statement shared on the show, on the show's Instagram account. Among the updates, Wendy continues to be under a doctor's care and is making progress. But
yeah, I mean, you're making progress, but maybe you should just retire. Just an idea.
She is experiencing serious complications due to Graves' disease.
And that's sad.
Her thyroid condition.
My girlfriend has thyroid problems, and let me tell you, it makes people very tired. So that might have been why Wendy Williams was a little lethargic and was, you know, passing out on TVs. You don't really mix cocaine with thyroid issues. It's not really like the combination that you want. That's not really the cocktail you want to do. Mix a thyroid condition and Graves' disease with alleged cocaine. Yeah, that might work in the moment. It might feel amazing in the moment. But like all things, that comes to an end because you're mixing cocaine with thyroid disease and Graves' disease. Mm-hmm.
Statement adds that she'll need more time to recover before returning to live TV.
Take your time.
But as soon as she's ready, she'll return to her treasured purple chair.
I didn't even know she had a purple chair. They're acting like that's such an iconic thing. Oh, when I think of purple chairs, I think of Wendy Williams. Get out of here. But the thing is this. The thing is, I think she's going to rush back and she's going to return too soon because she's going to feel that she's getting a little bit irrelevant. She can feel that no one's really talking about her anymore. And like a sociopath, she will always come back. 856 49 Hoppy. It's 856-494-6773. You can tweet at me at Ryan Hoppy Radio. You can always email me, ryanhoppyradio@gmail.com. All righty, what else is going on in the news?
Hoppy Hot Topic.
Oh, yeah. Kim Kardashian.
Kim Kardashian got good reviews for her first time hosting Saturday Night Live, but one.
I had to give it up to Kim. Not the first time I've had to give it up to Kim. What I'm saying is she did a good job on SNL. She did a great job. For having no personality and some talent of whatever the hell they do, she was pretty good.
Kim Kardashian got good reviews for her first time hosting Saturday Night Live, but one person who wasn't laughing is the sister of the late Nicole Brown Simpson, who says that OJ joke went way too far.
I get it. I get the outrage. I get it. But this is SNL we're talking about. This is Kim Kardashian we're talking about. They don't really deserve your anger. They don't really deserve your attention. In the short lifetime you have, if you are addressing SNL and getting offended over a late night monologue by Kim Kardashian, I think you need to figure out your priorities. I'm not saying you don't have the right to be offended about a joke about your dead sibling being murdered, but you're just getting Kim Kardashian more attention. I'm just saying.
At OJ Dunn. Kim Kardashian got big laughs for her OJ Simpson joke on SNL.
My father was and still is such an influence and inspiration. Wow. It's because of him that I met my first black person. You want to take a stab in the dark at who it was?
I laughed at it.
I know it's sort of weird to remember the first black person you met, but OJ does leave a mark. Or several. Or none at all. I still don't know.
I mean, I thought it was biting. They like to bite. I thought it was pretty edgy. I thought it was good. I mean, it's offensive, but what, are we just going to cancel comedy altogether?
But for someone watching at home, it wasn't funny. She is Tanya Brown, the sister of O.J. Simpson's slain wife, Nicole.
Got it.
She's calling the zinger beyond inappropriate and insensitive and in poor taste.
Comedy is in poor taste.
Kim's mom, Kris Jenner, was good friends with Nicole Brown Simpson before her murder 27 years ago.
There's just a lot of conspiracy in that family. I feel like there is the Kardashian Jenner family that we see on social media, but I feel like everything on social media, it definitely would come back to the biggest names in social media being the Kardashians, that whatever the hell they are portraying is not real life. I would love to know the real skeletons in the closet of Kris Jenner. 856-49-HOPPY. It's 856-494-6773. We're going to go take a break, but leave me a voicemail and let me know what you think.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
Happy hour will be right back.
Oh, yeah. So today, I was sleeping in bed. It was like 8:30 in the morning, and I got a call from Amir. Of Amir Academy of Martial Arts in St. Petersburg. So I called him back around 11, 10 a.m. when I woke up. And I sleep in. And I called him and he was just seeing how I was doing. Just checking up on me, seeing to make sure I'm employed in radio. Making sure my life is good. And I got to give him a big shout out for that. And moments like that in time. All right, enough of that. Moments in time when you have your friends checking up on you, making sure you're doing good, making sure you're living life. It's a moment that you do not take for granted. So you're going to build that experience. You're going to manifest that relationship. If you go to Amir Academy of Martial Arts at 2700 22nd Street North, Monday, Wednesday, Friday at 6 p.m. But you got to make it happen. But let me tell you, the loyalty and the heart and the determination by Amir is something that will rub off on you. It's something that will influence you. And his classes are pretty kick-ass. You know what I did there? I was talking about a martial arts coach. I said kick-ass.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
Please don't be offended. He's sorry in advance.
Well, it was good while it lasted, I guess.
But Sheriff, the glory hole is the pride and joy of Dougal County.
Fella found an even older glory hole two towns over. Lord knows I ain't looking forward to telling the tourism board about this.
Such an elegant concept. A simple, lowly hole to commemorate his glory.
Finally, I'm one of those guys who can't wait to get to work in the morning. Like a dairy cow.
Ah! Ah! Oh, yes! Yes!
Oh! Ladies and gentlemen, here it is. The most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in, too.
Yeah.
Yo, what's up?
Baby, let's go.
Hey, how's it going? Great to hear. My name's Ryan Hoppy, and you're listening to Hoppy Hour. This is an hour where I rant about something, and then something else, and something else. Basically, celebrity news, the NBA. And you can listen on Stitcher, TuneIn, Spreaker, Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, Spotify by searching Hoppy Radio, H-O-P-P-E Radio. You can always tweet at me because this show is not on the radio yet, but I am in the works. I am going to manifest Hoppy Hour becoming Hoppy in the Morning in a city near you. So until that happens, I can't take live calls. So you can always leave me a voicemail and I get it on my Google Voice app. 856-49-HOPPY. It's 856-494-6773. And leave me a voicemail and I will play it on here. I promise I am a man of my words. I wouldn't lie to you. I would not steer you in the wrong direction. You can tweet at me at Ryan Hoppy Radio. You can always email me, ryanhoppyradio@gmail.com. And my Snapchat is Hoppy Radio because they won't let me change it. And we're on every Friday. I mean, Thursday, rather, at 5 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Central, ZRadioLive.com. Oh, I'm out of breath. Time to rant.
Oh, happy hot topic.
Oh, we have so much to get into. It's a crazy amount.
Watch out. Hoppy is about to rant.
Hoppy Hour.
Hey guys, it's Amira for Hollywood Life with your news and entertainment, and we're going to start this one off with Lala Anthony.
Yeah.
After filing for divorce from Carmelo Anthony back in June, the actress is finally speaking about it for the first time ever. While on the Angie Martinez show, Lala Anthony revealed that despite the shock to some people, her and the NBA star had actually been separated for years now.
Yeah, there's a pretty loveless marriage. There's the allegations that Carmelo Anthony, who could never get it done in the clutch, but definitely gets it done during sex, had a side family that he allegedly had moved to England. You know what I love? And this is not slut-shaming at all, because I believe consensual sex, whatever. It's your life. But the life of a pregnant NBA chick who becomes a mother is fascinating because they're going to go, Mom, how did you meet Dad? And it's like, oh, Dad was married to Lala and he was banging me out at the strip club where I was a stripper. And now you're here, Timmy.
And she's finally at a place where she can literally just laugh about it. The actress also revealed that she might not ever get married again after going through this.
That's what sucks whenever a woman gets cheated on by a douchebag, deadbeat father who doesn't care about his family, is a lot of times the woman kind of drives the man to go crazy, but it's the ultimate decision of the man to make every male species look bad by being a deadbeat who cheats on his family and creates another one. It makes all men look bad, and that's what Carmelo Anthony did, and it's a disgrace. 856-49-HOPPY. It's 856-494-6773. Do you have a defense for Carmelo Anthony? Are you a deadbeat dad and you're really triggered? Let me know.
Recall these two have been married for 11 years and share a 14-year-old son together, which Lala said they have managed to co-parent without any drama.
Yeah, millions and millions of dollars make things easy. Do you ever notice that poor to middle class people, when they have a divorce, it's not fun and dandy? But when it's millionaires, oh, divorce is fun! Yeah! What?
Okay, but jumping into some Fast and Furious chatter. The Rock recently covered Vanity Fair's November issue and revealed that he and his former Fast and Furious alumni, Vin Diesel, are...
They're basically twins. The Rock's just more likable.
Seemingly on good terms. Mm-hmm. After their public feud in which The Rock called Vin out for displaying chicken shit behavior, the actor told the outlet that the two of them had a peace meeting to clear the air.
Yeah.
At the end of the conversation, the former pro wrestler said that they came to an understanding that they are just at, quote, two separate ends of the spectrum.
Yeah, The Rock's a decently talented person. Vin Diesel, not so much.
When it comes to filmmaking. And that's okay.
Yeah, The Rock makes average okay movies. Vin Diesel is a horrendous actor. I am not going on a limb and saying that when you watch The Rock, when you watch Dwayne Johnson, you're going to see elite, perfect acting. He is not a Marlon Brando. He is not a, I guess, George Clooney in some movies. He's not an amazing actor. He's not a Tom Hanks. Just naming all the actors at this point. But he's pretty good. And he blows Vin Diesel right out of the water with the talent he has. Vin Diesel begs to have 100th of the talent of The Rock. Just saying. 856-49-HOPPY. That's 856-494-6773.
Recall back in June, Vin spoke with Men's Health and called his approach with The Rock tough love.
Oh, yeah, yeah, I'm sure it's love. I love when two toxic masculinity men don't get along and they're a bit rivals and they're like, oh, just doing tough love, bro, yeah. Just doing some tough love. I'm being a passive-aggressive asshole. Call it tough love. Oh, my God. Reminds me recently, I went to the gym and I'm working out with the best trainer ever, Devin Prasad of FitsageFitness.com. And this guy comes over and is like, I think you should lift the dumbbells this way and bench this way. And I'm like, listen, you raging, overcompensating, you don't need a magnum condom, toxic masculinity, Chad. Get the hell away from me because I don't care about your coaching. If I cared about your coaching, I would hire you as a trainer. But I hired Devin Prasad of FitSage Fitness. That's just a matter of fact. God, is that the most annoying trend? All the muscle heads, let me help you out. No, I don't care. Go away. And I want to hear from women. Does that happen to you? Leave me a voicemail. 856-49-HOPPY. That's 856-494-6773. Are you just hanging out at the gym? And let me get back to the news clip. But it's kind of like hanging around a fake Vin Diesel. And you're just, Vin Diesel is fake. So it'd be like hanging out with Vin Diesel. And you're working out and a toxic masculinity douchebag mansplains to you all the ways to work out. Because that happened to me. And oh boy, I don't know if you could tell by the tone of my voice, but I found it annoying.
And that was ultimately what led to their feud. When asked about this interview, The Rock just laughed at the question. I probably would have done the same too. All right.
Yeah, when I'm The Rock, I don't really care about the opinions of sheep. Yeah, Vin Diesel is a sheep, and The Rock is a superstar.
And now on to Bad Baby's new look. The Catch Me Outside rapper is opening up about the cosmetic procedures she had after fans started to speculate that she had plastic surgery.
Why would you have cosmetic procedures when you're 18 years old? Everybody that gets the cosmetic procedure is doing it to look 18 years old. You're 18 years old. You're a walking cosmetic surgery.
Bad Baby took to Instagram and revealed that she got half a syringe of lip fillers.
Why? You're 18. You were born in 2003.
Ears, Sculptra, and some silicone added to her butt. The rapper.
Weird, man. Weird. Whenever I play a news clip and it's showing off Bad Baby and it's showing off her OnlyFans and the B-roll footage on the slideshow of the news clip, I always feel like the FBI is going to come knocking on my door. So we're going to casually move on. 856-49 Hoppy.
No! Hoppy Hot Topic!
Hey guys, it's Allie for Hollywood Life with your music roundup, starting with Britney Spears.
Why?
After finally getting her dad, Jamie Spears, removed from her conservatorship, the pop star might eventually try to rebuild her relationship with her mom, Lynn, and her...
Yeah, you know, her mom's like, listen, honey, I kind of love you.
...sister Jamie. A source told Hollywood Life exclusively that Britney would eventually like to have a good relationship with her sister, but things are uncertain at the moment.
It sucks. Can you imagine having such a horrendous, awful family that you have to debate if they're good to be around? Wait, that's every family.
Since everything isn't all the way clear. Another insider also revealed that Britney is in a good place and things are moving in the right direction for her. So far, the relationship between Britney, Lynn, and Jamie is unknown since they haven't really been seen together in public for quite a time now.
You know what I would love to see, but this would be exploitation of Britney Spears, and frankly, that's kind of what half of the Free Britney movement was, a bunch of cloud chasers. I'm just kidding, not at all. I would love to have a reality show like the Osbournes, where you have all of the Spears family in the same room for a family reunion.
But there have been reports that the relationship is pretty strained.
Yeah, I would assume so.
Okay, but now on to Demi Lovato and their...
Why? Oh, I can't wait to cover a poor girl that had a hard life in Britney Spears. Now we're going to move on to this raging douchebag known as Demi Lovato.
Her take on extraterrestrials. During an interview with Pedestrian TV, the singer revealed that they feel the word alien is a derogatory term for any type of creature. And
okay. I don't care what you identify as in this lifetime. I don't care what you do in this lifetime. You want to have kids. You want to get married. You want to change your sex. You want to identify as a certain pronoun. That's fine and dandy. As long as you don't touch a kid or hurt animals, I don't care. Because you're letting a real life person choose what they want to do. You know what I'm saying? So like if an everyday average Joe wants to become a woman and identify as a woman, that's a real person who wants to be a woman. So when you're critiquing and judging people from the LGBTQ plus community or anything like that, you're talking about a person who has feelings. So it's wrong to judge somebody if they want to be, you know, identified by however they want to be identified. Like how Demi Lovato came out back in May and Maddie Siegel from Maddie in the Morning was calling her mentally ill and that. That's wrong. Not letting somebody identify as the way they want to be, let them do it. But Demi Lovato has crossed the line. Extraterrestrial creatures would be offended by the word alien. This just in, Demi. I said Demi. It sounded like dummy. I did not say dummy. Listen, Demi, we don't know if they're true. And you're doing this thing, going around, doing this fictional show that's going to be coming up. Woo, look at me. I'm near aliens. You were at Joshua Tree, and you were probably on drugs. It was your brain and the serotonin and the trip and the creativity to come up with the idea. But you didn't see aliens. And if you did, they probably judged you and flew back to outer space. They're like, get me away from her.
Moving forward, they are encouraging their fans to call them ETs instead.
What, did the aliens tell you that, Demi? Were you hanging out in the middle of Joshua Tree, not on any drugs, completely sober, and the aliens came crashing down in their UFO. I almost said uniform. Don't know why. But maybe they were in uniforms, and they're like, we do not want to be identified as aliens. We want to be identified as E.T. Because Demi Lovato is such a genuine person who always does live videos. She's always connecting with her fans. She's always got a TV show. So if these aliens are real, bring them over. Let's have a barbecue and find out what they want to be identified as. Oh, wait, that's right. You're nothing more and you're nothing less than a walking publicity stunt. But in the end, you're the one that ends up winning because we all end up talking about you.
Dead. According to Demi, they came to this revelation after doing a four-part docuseries.
Oh, so you came up with this idea while doing a fictional TV show. What does Khaleesi identify as in Game of Thrones? What does Omar identify as on The Wire? Well, actually, he's gay. That's not the best example. But you know what I'm talking about. Tell me every fictional show, because until you bring the aliens to me, it's hogwash. But maybe I'm looking at this in an incorrect way. I'm being so unfair to the extracurricular, whatever, extraterrestrial, not curricular. Aliens. Oh, I shouldn't call them aliens. Call them AT. Maybe I'm being the most insensitive, rude person ever. 856 49 Hoppy. It's 856-494-6773. Let me know if I'm being hard on her. All right, what's going on with Nicki Minaj? 2012 called.
Let us know in the comments. All right, but switching gears to Nicki Minaj. Why? And Jesse Nelson, the Queen's
Who? Who the hell is Jesse Nelson? Such a big fan of her work. Oh, she is pretty good looking.
Rapper defended the former Little Mix star after people accused the singer of quote-unquote blackfishing after the release of the boy's music video.
Yeah.
For those of you who don't know, blackfishing is a term used to describe someone who is changing their looks to, quote, appear more black or racially ambiguous.
That sounds like not a good idea. 856-49 Hoppy will be right back. After this, hang on.
Happy hour. Happy Hour.
Happy Hour will be right back.
Oh, yeah. This segment was brought to you by FitzAgeFitness.com. Devin Persaud in the house. No, I'm just doing a live read. He's not here. I feel amazing today. I got the endorphins because of Devin Persaud. If you're in the Tampa Bay area, you can sign up for a workout at FitzAgeFitness.com or adding him on Instagram at Fit_Sage_Fitness, and he will hook you up with the best workout ever. But don't worry. Do not have a panic attack. Don't freak out if you don't live in the Tampa Bay area. Go to FitzAgeFitness.com and there. You can do virtual workouts, but you got to make it happen, Captain. Go to FitzAgeFitness.com. Tell them I sent you.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
Whoa, hey. Oh, hey. It's like a koala bear crapped a rainbow in my brain.
Live from Tampa Bay, you are tuned in to Happy Hour.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
Oh, yeah.
Yo, what's up?
Baby, let's go.
Oh, we should go now. Wait up. 856-49-HOPPY. 856-494-6773. You can tweet at me at Ryan Hoppy Radio. And you can always email me, ryanhoppyradio@gmail.com.
Please don't be offended. He's sorry in advance.
Black China screams at passengers in a Miami airport to get
Sounds about right. Black China yelling in public. She doesn't seem like the most even-keeled person. Let's find out right now.
Hey, guys. It's Jason for Hollywood Life with your Car Jenner Roundup.
What up, Jason?
Starting today with some good news, depending on how you look at it.
I'm going to assume it's not good news.
All Kim Kardashian hosted Saturday Night Live this past weekend, and there in the audience to support her was none other than her estranged husband, Kanye West.
Oh, they're not done banging.
A source told People Mag that her and Ye are now in a better place.
They were last night.
And they were in February when Kim filed for divorce. The source also said Kim and Kanye are friends, but that's it. She is...
Oh, yeah. I think Kim has a lot of friends. I think the definition of being a friend of the Kardashian is different than the definition of being a friend of the local employee at your Dunkin' Donuts. You're not banging them.
Still moving forward with the divorce. She loves having Kanye's support, though.
Oh, yeah.
Right, keeping with Kim hosting SNL, she may have had support from Kanye, but it seems Nicole Brown's sister, Tanya, was disappointed during the Skims.
All right, let's skip to the Black China part.
Switching gears to Rob Kardashian's ex, Black China, and her outburst at the Miami International Airport.
Ah, that's a bad sentence. Rob Kardashian's ex. Kind of like how Devin Booker, who is a big-time NBA player, gets referred to as Kendall Jenner's boyfriend. The same thing happened to Black China. She's not famous enough, so they have to go, Robert Kardashian's ex-wife.
In a video obtained by TMZ, the reality star could be seen screaming at a group of travelers in a terminal. The trouble...
God, can you imagine that high-pitched voice yelling at you? Ugh.
Reportedly started when a fan who was holding a baby asked Black China for a picture, which didn't go well. In the foot...
Oh, thank God! Black China gets approached all the time for pictures. It's so hard being you, appreciating the fans you do have, huh? How do you do it? You're a real warrior.
Just saying.
Footage, China is standing beside several bodyguards.
Yeah.
When she screamed at the crowd saying, go get effing vaccinated. Stop.
Ah, you sound like a fun person. Ah, Black China, the life of the party. Everybody goes, oh my God, who should we invite to this very intimate setting on a beach? We're going to have a beach party. Black China, top of the VIP list. She's fun to be around. Up next in the celebrity news headlines of walking midlife crisis is...
Whoa! Happy Hot Topic!
Paris Hilton.
Best vegan ever.
Paris Hilton is celebrating her last few weeks as a single lady.
No!
The 40-year-old media personality and her fiancé, Carter Rum, had joint bachelor and bachelorette parties in Las
Vegas. Joint? Yeah, they're afraid of cheating.
Las Vegas over the weekend.
I had such an amazing weekend here at Resorts World. Yeah.
It's showing a really nice house they rented out that has gold everywhere. Just basically the life and times of being a Hilton.
At our joint bachelor-bachelorette party.
Well, I'm afraid that he's going to cheat on me.
It's called the Palace. So amazing.
All right, I can't take it. That voice got worse over time. I would assume it's the cigarettes and regret. 856-49-HOPPY. It's 856-494. What the hell's going on with Megan Fox and Machine Gun Kelly? 6773.
Megan Fox and Machine Gun Kelly are getting candid about their sex life.
Yeah, just a thing I need to think about, them using all their tongues.
He was like, you're going to be naked tonight. And I was like, whatever you say.
Ah, man. Daddy is so proud.
Daddy, whatever Daddy says.
The couple.
Yeah, that's what I said.
Graces the cover for British GQ's Autumn Winter 2021 issue, making it...
And you know, Brian Austin Green bought the magazine and was like, damn it, I used to have sex with her.
their first photo shoot together. And boy, are the photos steamy. Mm-hmm. But what's even steamier, the captions they posted on Instagram while sharing some of the images.
Oh, wow.
In Megan's lengthy message, she writes about their romance, which she says is a mix of feverish obsession, guns, addiction, shamans, lots of blood, general mayhem, therapy, tantric night terrors.
This is weird.
Binding rituals, chakra sound baths, psychedelic hallucinations, organic smoothies, and the kind of sex that would make Lucifer clutch his rosary.
Yeah. There's one explanation. It's called Machine Gun Kelly is whipped.
I love it. It's amazing.
Meanwhile, MGK shared his own bold statement, writing in part, quote, "Meet me in heaven and let's f*** like demons."
Oh, you're so edgy, bro. You're a suburban kid from Cleveland, Ohio. Woo, you're so tough.
Along with the sexy photos, the pair also opened up to GQ about their relationship.
Oh, thank God.
Jennifer's Body star told the mag when she first met MGK, she wasn't expecting they'd have such an intense connection.
He's a nerd from Ohio.
He explains, quote, "I did not anticipate walking right into my soulmate like that."
He walked right into you as well.
"Meeting him, it's like meeting your own soul's reflection. I recognize so much of myself in him and vice versa, and that locked up part of me that I had put away."
Oh, yeah, yeah. She's pretty much saying that Brian Austin Green brought nothing out of her. He did nothing for her, and he sucked at sex. She is always throwing shots at Brian, and if I was Brian, I would just cry to bed.
It's hard to top that one, man.
For MGK, well, he says it's his first time being in love.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's like because you've been around the world and experienced so much shit, you think you know everything. And then you are in the arms of your destiny and realize, I don't know shit yet.
She went from having the cockiest, part of the sentence to being humble. She said, it's like because you've been around the world and experienced so much us. She's pretty much saying, I've made movies across the world and I've been on private resorts and done this and that, but I have problems just like you. Like, she went from being arrogant, she went from being cocky and annoying to relatable. But then again, that's every insecure celebrity ever. The thing I do find annoying is they're showing on the B-roll footage on this video during the slideshow. They're showing them like licking each other and that. It's like, ugh, get your HPV away from me, even though I already have it.
Megan and MGK, who started dating in 2020, have never been shy about showing off their romance, especially on the red carpet.
Oh, yeah. Overcompensating. Ooh, look at us. We have sex. Call me boring, but I just like the main act. I don't need to have all the whips and chains. Call me old-fashioned, but nice old traditional intercourse? Not too bad. Can you imagine being neighbors with me? Even though all my neighbors had to move out because the rent went up $300. But, Florida's doing so well. Can you imagine being my neighbor and you're, like, hearing me talk about intercourse?
Which E.T. saw.
And it's not the worst thing they've heard from this house.
Off their romance, especially on the red carpet.
Yeah.
Which E.T. saw firsthand at the 2021 VMAs.
Are you proud of him?
Very proud. He's the most.
All right, I suddenly don't care anymore. Like, their sex life confessions aren't, like, that good. Like, a good sex life confession would be like, oh, yeah, when I'm hanging out with Travis Barker and Kourtney Kardashian, we just switch off. Literally. 856-49-HOPPY. I'm just not that impressed. I don't leave the headline going, man, they're really kinky. No, they're just celebrities banging it out. But they got clout and an image, so we think their sex is freakier than ours, but really not. At the end of the day, I don't know, man. I don't know what happens at the end of the day because I can't predict the future. But I can predict to you one thing before we go to break, and then when we come back from break, we'll talk about the sex life of Kourtney Kardashian and Travis Barker and what they portray to us. I will say to you right now, if this show that you're listening to, Hoppy Hour, were to become Hoppy in the Morning and were to air in your local radio market, I would go in with a humble attitude. I would take coaching and mentoring, but I would be a success. Because you got to go in with confidence. So if you want to syndicate this show, call me at 856-49-HOPPY. It's 856-494-6773. Email me, ryanhoppyradio@gmail.com. And I guess if you want to hire me for a radio job, I don't think Twitter would be the place, but at ryanhoppyradio. We'll be right back.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
Happy hour will be right back.
Oh, yeah. This following segment was brought to you by the Tampa Bay Hot Sauce Company. The best in the whole wide universe that William Shatner saw from space. Like Tampa Bay Hot Sauce Company, so good at TampaBayHotSauce.com. There has all the locations to where you can purchase it in person in Florida, in the Wang of America. But if you don't live in Florida, which you're missing out if you don't. But if you don't live in Florida, you can order online at Tampa Bay Hot Sauce. However the hell you obtain and manifest this hot sauce, Instagram us at Tampa Bay Hot Sauce, at Ryan Hoppy Radio, and let us know what you cook up, bro.
Happy hour. Happy hour. Call Hoppy now. 856-49-HOPPY.
Board, 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 board. Board, 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 board.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
Jonah Hill is asking his fans to stop talking about his body. In a new post on Instagram, the 21 Jump Street actor shared a note that said, quote, "I know you mean well, but I kindly ask that you not comment on my body, good or bad."
Oh no, Jonah Hill getting mean comments from random people? How do you survive? Maybe if you were known for being a nicer person, and maybe if you treated people better, maybe you wouldn't be manifesting these negative comments, a buddy boy.
Or bad. Jonah's physique has garnished a lot of social media attention in the last few years as he shared a number of snaps of his transformation online. But he says, positive or negative, the commentary surrounding the changes aren't beneficial.
Then don't post pictures and leave your comment section on private, you dummy. You overcompensating, haven't been good in 15 years, actor.
Adding, quote, "I want to politely let you know it's not helpful and it doesn't feel good. Much respect." This isn't the first time Jonah has spoken out about his body.
But then stop posting pictures and talking about how you don't want it to be talked about. Make something. You haven't been good in 10 years since Moneyball. No one recently, and that was literally a decade ago. That was the beginning of the 2010s. So literally since the beginning of the last decade, nobody has gone, "Oh my God, you see that new Jonah Hill movie? Oh my God, you see that tweet or that video he did?" Nobody cares about you. You being talked about for having weight transformations throughout your life is the one thing that keeps you relevant.
August, the 37-year-old showed off a tattoo on his back that featured a hand signing "I love you" said "body love" under it. Although he may be focusing on feeling good now, Jonah has said in the past that he has not always felt comfortable in his skin.
Oh, whatever. 856-49-HOPPY. It's 856-494-6773. You can tweet at me, at Ryan Hoppy Radio. You can always email me, bro. RyanHobbyRadio@gmail.com.
On the heels of a stunning announcement,
John Gruden out.
That was a weird way to begin the video. Stunning announcement. I sound like Mancow, every radio host. Stunning announcement.
On the heels of a stunning announcement,
John Gruden out.
Time for Mancow's Morning Madhouse in Chicago. Every radio DJ, stunning announcement.
On the heels of a stunning announcement.
John Gruden out as Las Vegas Raiders head coach.
This morning, reaction to John Gruden's swift resignation as head coach of the Raiders, reaching a fever pitch.
John Gruden's career is...
I'm not laughing at the headline. It's just this guy's voice. I can't take it seriously when you're telling my guys, hey, babe, what's for dinner tonight?
Gruden's swift resignation as head coach of the Raiders.
Yes, he's a Raider. I can't take that. Yeah, don't put into writing really racist and homophobic and transphobic and awful things. And just don't do it in general. I don't know. 856-49-HOPPY. I already kind of said my piece about... John Gruden, almost said Joe Biden. Gross. I would never talk about politics on the show. But John Gruden, dummy. You never really look at him and go, oh man, it's someone I want to hang out with. John Gruden, real class act. He was really good on Monday Night Football because some rookie running back would run for 25 yards and he'd be like, you know what I like about this guy is that he broke the tackle and did his job and ran for a first down. Like every single rookie that was ever there, because I don't know if you guys remember when he was there like 10 years ago, he was crazy. He was like, you know what I like about this guy? Robert Griffin III. He was just always a character. But I never looked at John Gruden and was like, oh, man, I want him to date my daughter. I want him to hang around me. He looks like such a good guy. But at the same time, here's how it goes. Here's how it works. If you're going to cancel one of the biggest coaches in all of football, in all of the NFL, one of the biggest figures in all of sports, every time somebody gets caught with something offensive, they should be canceled immediately. Because if you're going to fire the top dog, he wasn't the best coach, but he was the highest paid coach. If you were to find anything on anybody ever, they're gone. Because that's the precedent. Whatever political side you lean on, I don't care because I hate all politicians because I make the same money and blah, blah, blah. Okay. Okay. But at the same time, it's just out of hand, man. It's just getting out of hand. 856-49-HOPPY. It's 856-494-6773. I see Joe Rogan made the news. They're lying at your network. $100 million podcast Spotify star Joe Rogan gets Dr. Sanjay Gupta to admit CNN should not ever had called the prescription Invermectin, a horse dewormer. I don't know. It's that whole sentence. I kind of write it funny, and it's also dumb. Because anybody who's taking COVID advice from a musclehead that covers the UFC, yeah, I'm not saying Dr. Fauci is the answer. I'm not saying I trust Dr. Fauci. I'm not saying I like Dr. Fauci. I'm not saying I've ever wanted to hang out with Dr. Fauci. Not at all. But at the same time, I'm going to be more, not hesitant. I'm going to be more likely to probably take the advice of a doctor over Joe Rogan, who began his career by being a janitor on a show called News Radio. Yet it doesn't seem like a guy who projects scientific facts. Oh, but he's so good. Oh, he's so talented that Joe Rogan. A Joe Rogan fan cannot go an hour without saying, did you listen to the latest Joe Rogan? Did you listen to the latest? No, who cares? It's happy hour time.
Kourtney Kardashian and Travis Barker are heating things up at Disneyland.
Yeah, let's make out in front of a bunch of families. Yeah, that sounds healthy, not creepy.
The couple, known as Kravis, couldn't keep their hands off each other.
Kravis sounds like an STD too, so it kind of makes sense.
...at the happiest place on Earth. On Monday, the 45-year-old Blink-182 drummer shared a video of him and the 42-year-old former reality star in front of the sailing ship Columbia in the Frontierland area of the park. In the clip, Courtney is straddling Travis as he holds her up and they give each other a steamy kiss.
Weird, man. Like, I always find it weird when these type of couples are usually making out and dry humping each other in public while the man picks up the woman or whatever you identify as. But that's usually happening at a nightclub or at a bar, not at Disneyland. You guys are weird.
The pair is coordinating in matching black outfits. Court accessorized her look with Minnie Mouse ears.
Whoa, she really accessorized by grabbing Mickey Mouse ears. How innovative. She's such a revolutionary woman. She grabbed Buddy ears.
I want
her Mickey ears, whatever. You know what I'm saying? She's so influential. She went to the gift shop and bought something for a picture prop.
Your skull, Barker captioned the post, quoting the Misfits song, Skulls. The Poosh founder finished the lyric commenting, I need your skull. This
gross, man. Like, I just like vagina. That sounded really not believable. But I want your skull. Give me your skull. What does that even mean? I like vagina. I don't want a skull.
This isn't the pair's first trip to Disneyland. They have ventured out to the Anaheim, California theme park multiple times over the summer with their family.
Yeah, but the fifth time is when they just started banging. Yeah, it's so necessary. We need to see Travis Barker and Courtney banging it out. We want to manifest watching you two walking midlife crises bang each other. That's just what I want when I'm at Disneyland and I'm paying $50 for a can of Coke or a drink of Coke. I just want to see Courtney Kardashian and Travis Barker overcompensating.
Travis is known to show off their steamy affection for one another.
Gross.
The pair frequently post pictures on social media kissing, and they even slipped some tongue.
They're just trying to piss off their exes. But then again, that's what happens whenever the hell, and this is going to be about women. This is about when a woman, she can be bisexual, but when she is in a heterosexual relationship with a male, because this is what I identify as, this is what I've experienced. I'm sure this goes with anybody who identifies ever, but in the case of me, because I'm heterosexual, just covering my bases, man. They've been doing that a lot too in the MLB playoffs. Whenever a pretty heterosexual girl or a heterosexual girl dumps her heterosexual boyfriend, really covering the bases here, if it's the woman who dumps the man in this situation, she is always going to get a boyfriend really fast, and it's going to piss off the dude who dumped her or the dude who got dumped by her. Because if you're dumping your ex, you're really not going to miss it that much unless there's a huge glow up and the boyfriend gets all the good parts. But at the same time, the woman is always going to find a relationship first. Because it's just easier for girls to get laid. It frankly is. Like, for dudes, it's a grind. For girls, I'm not saying you can walk into a bar and there's somebody you want to hook up with. But if you wanted to hook up with somebody, you can go into a bar and go, hey, I want to get laid tonight. And you'll have a line of people that want to do interviews on the spot. But for a dude, we can't just walk into a situation and be like, oh, yeah, just got dumped by my ex. Who wants to bang right now? So my bigger point is all this is Kourtney Kardashian and Travis Barker are just rubbing it in the faces of their ex. Kourtney's trying to piss off Scott Disick, who can't get over her. She must be good in the sack. And you have Travis Barker, who is rubbing it in the 46-year-old, whatever the hell her name is, ex-wife, who is crazy and spiteful. They're just banging it out to let everybody know, look at us, we have intercourse. It's the most hacky, unoriginal, overcompensating, want to shove it in the face, but not in the old way, ruining your ex method ever. And it's sociopathic. But I think that would cover the basis of a celebrity, because all celebrities are nothing more than actors projecting something. Because I want to tell you right now, I don't think MGK and Megan Fox and Kourtney Kardashian and Travis Barker at home are doing the same freaky things they're doing in public. Let me get this water. I have a little tickle in my throat from the Tums I had. Oh, I'm dying. Yeah. Moving on. I'm done talking about them. Just had to cough real quick. Yeah. I don't know. I just turned 28 years old about 6 weeks ago. Man, time flies. Who cares? We'll be dead someday. But literally, I now have to walk around with Tums, and I have to plan out how I'm going to eat. Like, tomorrow morning, I'm recording this on October 14th, Thursday, 2021, Friday, October 15th. I'm working a Mike Helta show with Johnny B and Will Koontz tomorrow, and I can't eat really heavy or really fried on work nights because then I'm on the toilet all night. So now I'm hanging out, doing this podcast. I had a half a bowl at Chipotle. That's where I had the half a bowl, at Chipotle. And I didn't want to go over the top and have a full bowl. No. I had the half bowl. Because that's the way you always got to pack your bowls, is you got to do it halfies. Because if you go fullies on packing your bowl, then you're in trouble.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
Happy Hour. We'll be right back.
This following segment was brought to you by WestchasePrinting.com. Westchase Printing, DJ Tone Tampa on Instagram. When I tell you that they are the best printing company in all the Bay Area for posters, yard signs, whatever the hell you need, business cards, whatever you need printed, WestchasePrinting.com will hook you up with the best deal ever. WestchasePrinting.com. On the invoice, tell them I sent you. To say, I heard about it on Hoppy in the Morning.
Hoppy Hour. Hoppy Hour.
856-49-HOPPY.
Please don't be offended. He's sorry in advance.
What are you looking at? Loser! You're a loser! Are you feeling sorry for yourself? Well, you should be, because you are dirt! You make me sick, you big baby!
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, happy Hot Topic.
He's been arrested on suspicion of felony.
Oh, geez. I played the news clip too soon. Let's rewind. To all the Generation Z's out there, you used to rewind cassette tapes, and you would rewind VHSs and DVDs. I guess you can rewind Netflix and that. I'm an asshole. All right, what the hell is going on is Tyga was arrested on suspicion of domestic violence.
Tyga has been arrested on suspicion of felony domestic violence, following allegations of abuse made by his ex-girlfriend, Cameron Swanson.
Yeah.
The Los Angeles Police Department's Public Information Office confirmed the news in a tweet on Tuesday, which read,
like, Tyga's a good rapper, but he became so irrelevant when he was literally having to post orgies on OnlyFans to make money. And now that he's being accused of punching a woman, I will never look at him the same. As much as I love the song Lap Dance, and I can't play it on here because of copyright, but I'll do a reenactment. Ass so fat, need a lap dance. Ass so fat, need a lap dance. And I can't say the rest of the lyrics. Literally, he made good songs. Wreck, wreck, city, bitch. I mean, the lyrics were never deep. You were never, like, going to Tyga like you're listening to Nas or Jay-Z, and you're like, I want to be inspired today. It's not like listening to Common or Ghostface Killah where you're getting, like, a deep lyric. Tyga was very simple. Wreck, wreck, city, bitch. Tyga, ass so fat, need a lap dance. But at the same time, I will never look at him the same because he touched a woman allegedly. But then again, I should not have been surprised by this because he's friends with Chris Brown.
Ed, Hollywood Division booked Michael Stevenson, which is the rapper's real name, for felony domestic violence.
I would go by the name Tyga too if my name was Michael Stevenson. Hey guys, my name's Michael Stevenson and I got an A+ on my math class test. Like when I think of a person named Michael Stevenson, I'm not thinking of a rapper. I'm thinking of like a really quiet kid. So you know he had to come up with a tough, badass name like Tyga because he's overcompensating because he's a creep and he's not comfortable being Michael Stevenson.
The incident occurred on October 12th in Hollywood. Per records from the Los Angeles County Sheriff's Department, Tyga was arrested at 9:10 a.m. and was released from police custody shortly before 1 p.m. after posting $50,000 bail. He has a court date set for February of next year.
Yeah.
On Monday, TMZ broke the news that a violent incident had allegedly occurred. Shortly after, Cameron addressed the news on her Instagram story. She shared a photo of a bruise on her right eye and wrote in part, claiming, "I've been emotionally, mentally, and physically abused, and I'm not hiding it anymore." The social media star also refuted TMZ's initial report about how the alleged incident began, claiming, "I didn't show up screaming or uninvited. When I tried to leave, he physically assaulted and refused to let me leave for hours." She wrote in a follow-up post, "I'm so embarrassed and ashamed it had to get to this, but I have to stand up for myself." Tyga has yet to publicly comment on his arrest or...
Because what is he going to say? He's a scumbag who punched a woman. He's going to just make himself even more guilty if he talks. He's hiding behind a lawyer like the pussy that he is. But then again, a lot of people hide behind the lawyers. But either way, he's a pussy. He punched a woman. He had the audacity to touch a woman. You're a scumbag, leech. And that poor victim says she's in, like, let me get the quote. I don't want to misquote her, but she's talking because she is a victim. She has the victim mentality where she's saying sorry for being punched by Tyga when he should be saying sorry and serving time in prison for punching a woman.
Claiming, I didn't show up screaming or uninvited. When I tried to leave, he physically assaulted and refused to let me leave for hours. She wrote in a follow-up post, I'm so embarrassed and ashamed it had to get to this.
That's the thing. I'm so embarrassed and ashamed. You didn't do anything, you innocent angel. You got punched by a domestic creep. I feel so bad. It's the same thing with the Gabby Petito police video. They're saying sorry because they're afraid. And that makes me want to just punch Tyga right in the face.
But I have to stand up for myself.
Good. I'm glad she feels that way. Good. Stand up to him. Don't let that hack of a rapper get in your way. You're a badass. You have more integrity than he would dream of. Ah, whatever. Not whatever about, like, I'm moving on because I'm bored and it doesn't matter as much. But it's just like, Tyga's just such a douchebag and he's going to get away with it because he's rich and famous. But leave me a voicemail. Let me know what you think. 856-49-HOPPY. It's 856-494-6773. Tweet at me at Ryan Hoppy Radio. You can always email me, ryanhoppyradio@gmail.com. So in St. Petersburg, our rent is going up. So we pay $1,200 a month and we split it two ways. If we had a person, we could do a threesome. I'm just kidding. That I lived here. That was a bad joke. But literally, they half renovated our apartment. So it's kind of nice, but it's not as bougie and fake as the other apartments that they just kind of paste paint on the wall to. Like, they're renovating it, but half renovating. And since the rent is going up in St. Pete, everyone's moving out. So literally, we have not had a shower in 2 days, and I've had to take baths. I mean, I always take baths because it's relaxing, and it looks very funny having a 6'9" man in a bathtub. But we want to take a shower. And if you are hearing this noise of they're working on construction next door at all the houses of all the people that couldn't move out. And they're putting that priority over our shower. We paid $1,200 a month for this place. No one's moved in there. Can somebody come over? So that's why if there has been a time that you've heard something in the background like that's because they're working on the rooms in the same apartment complex I'm in. And I feel like I've kind of made it because I am a fan of the Call Me Daddy podcast. And Alex Cooper got into an argument with somebody that was in her bougie apartment because they were making too much noise and she lived in New York City. And I know that's different than St. Pete, but she was having problems with neighbors that were loud. And I just realized, like, you know how I'm annoyed with the construction that's being done at the houses next door to me? I might be annoyed by it, but everyone else around here probably sits around dinner, makes a good Hungry Man meal, watches the local rerun of The Office and goes, God, do you ever hear that dude that's yelling? Do you ever hear him? He's just yelling about women and intercourse and Chris Cuomo. And I think he's psychotic. I think that's how my neighbors view me.
Billie Eilish sat down with Jimmy Kimmel after their previous interview that went viral. And let's just say Billie got some serious payback after Jimmy made a fool of her. So let's get into it.
Jimmy makes a fool of everyone else because he is an insecure, almost canceled douchebag.
Billie Eilish.
You could literally cancel him a million times in one for everything they did on The Man Show.
Caught up with Jimmy Kimmel on Wednesday night, where the two clearly had a great time reminiscing about old interviews, discussing bucket list items, and even chatting about singing in space. For the record, Billie gave that idea a hard no. While reminiscing, however, Billie couldn't help but address a previous interview she had with Jimmy back in 2019, where he quizzed her on a list of pop culture references before Billie's time, and the interview ended up making headlines as fans were shocked that Billie was unaware of the references.
Do you remember last time I was here?
Yeah.
And you made me look a little stupid.
It was just weird that you didn't know about things from before your time. It wasn't that he made you look dumb. He just made you look like a Gen Z.
Some items off of Jimmy's list were Van Halen, Cabbage Patch Kids, and Run DMC.
Yeah, those are common things. Like, let me think of an example here. It wasn't like he brought up, hey, do you remember the cartoon, The Real Ghostbusters? Do you remember the band Dumb Franchise Boys? And do you know who Steel Panther is? It wasn't like he brought up obscure references. He said Run DMC, Cabbage Patch Kids, and Van Halen. It's a little weird for somebody, even though you weren't alive in the heyday of it, it's a little weird that you didn't know what it is. Sorry, Billy.
But it seems the internet was solely focused on the fact that Billie couldn't name any of the members of the famous rock band, despite her being born into a completely different era.
Eddie Van Halen, David Lee Roth. I mean, that's all I know.
Billie playfully laughed at the fact that she was criticized following the interview.
Oh no, a celebrity taking criticism. How did you survive?
Although she admitted to playing along and purposely acting like she didn't know the answers to his questions.
Oh, that's where I check out. You didn't know. You did not know. I have in the prep here, I had some other things that I didn't talk about the last time before we end the show. I was going to talk about how Urban Meyer got caught cheating on his wife in Columbus, Ohio, when the Jacksonville Jaguars at that time were 0-4, and a girl was grinding up on him and pretending she didn't know who one of the most famous coaches ever was because she got caught on video, so she took a selfie with him. Yeah, I would just be so embarrassed if I was Urban Meyer. And I'm also embarrassed, too, that I'm talking about news from 12 days ago. But I just had it written down here. Fascinating. Well, actually typed up, not written down, because I don't write down things. I save everything in a Google Docs. But I'm just saying, Urban Meyer, man, I would not even be embarrassed to be his wife. Because she was at home saying that she likes to eat corn on the cob. And it's a very Midwest thing. And he's banging floozies. Like, he looks like the creep. You don't. 856-49-HOPPY. Tyler Hero believes he's in the same category in conversation as such rising superstars as Luka Doncic, Trae Young, and Ja Morant. That's all I got to read here. So he went on a podcast, Tyler Hero. Oh, that's just what the Miami Heat need. Is he already at an average second season last year because he was nothing more than a bubble player? And then he does nothing in the playoffs. Ja Morant of the Grizzlies, Luka Doncic of the Mavericks, and Trae Young of the Atlanta Hawks, they all command the room. They all command the arena. They command the hardwood courts that they play on for millions. Tyler Hero comes into, I don't think it's the Amway Center. I don't know which one it is in Miami. He plays in Miami, and he demands the room. Hey, guys, give me the same attention you give to the other people. That's not what a winner does. Trae Young says we were overlooked the whole year, and he was humble about it. And that's why no one's putting you in the same category, Tyler Hero, is you're asking for attention. But then again, you didn't know what a condom or the pull-out method is after you impregnated a stripper. I think she was she might be an IG model. That was rude. I'm sorry. Either way, whoever he impregnated someone at 21 and he hasn't got his max contract yet. So he will go broke. 856-49-HOPPY. I also have here, I have a neighbor I've talked about on here prior, that there was a neighbor who left. He leaves his first floor apartment facing the parking lot wide open, like he never uses the shades, and he's trying to flex off, look at the Jordans I have, my name is Chad, and I go fishing on the weekend, and I'm sure he hears me talking about him two floors up, and I don't care. He leaves his windows wide open, and it's the most Chad thing ever. The other day, on his flat screen, right next to his Jordans that he had in the collection by his booze bottles, like he has Dom Perignon and all that. You can see it from the parking lot. He was watching a Dave Portnoy pizza review, and then last night he was watching Gary Vee at 11, and I'm like, that is the most Caucasian douchebag male thing to ever do. It's 11 o'clock at night. I need some inspiration to sleep from Gary Vaynerchuk because I have no original opinion and I don't know how to motivate my own self, even though I just watched motivation videos before this show. And I don't know how to motivate myself, so I got to watch a snake oil salesman tell me what to do. Oh, that sounds fun. That's what I want to do, is have Gary V. Life is short, but no, it's not very long. No, it's short, dummy. Just like you. 856-49-HOPPY. All right. Here's the deal. Here's the agenda. Here's the plan. We're going to be right back, and we're going to wrap up everything after this.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
Oh, yeah. This following segment was brought to you by Rich Keeley, Master Barbershop, the best barber in all of the Bay Area. Go to Salon Loft on Kennedy Boulevard, right next door to the McDonald's. Sign up for an appointment at richkbarber.com, and then there you can download the app, because you can't just go to Rich Keeley Master Barbershop and go, hey, can I get a haircut? No, you got to schedule ahead of time, because he's the best in the Bay. Always booked, man. I always have to get in at like 2:45 p.m., because he's got every time slot, he's busy. 3 to 3:15, 3 to 3:30. He's always elite. He's the best barber. Everybody goes to him for haircuts. So you can't just go there and go, hey, can I get a haircut? You got to schedule online at richkbarber.com. But when you are able to manifest that amazing haircut, tell him I sent you, and he will hook you up and tell you some stories about me.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
Live from Tampa Bay, you are tuned in to Hoppy Hour. Call Hoppy now, 856-49-HOPPY. Tweet at him at Ryan Hoppy Radio.
Oh, my God. No, yes.
Oh, this little guy. Buddy, if I had a peanut, I'd give it to you.
I love you.
Hey, who's got a peanut for turtle face? Don't, he's allergic.
They'll kill me.
Well, it was good while it lasted.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
All right, enough of that. We're about to wrap up the show. So once again, a quick reminder, Stitcher, Spotify, TuneIn, Amazon Music, Audible, Apple Podcasts. Search up Hoppy Radio, H-O-P-P-E Radio, and you can listen anytime, anywhere. Leave me a voicemail, 856-49-HOPPY. It's 856-494-6773. You can tweet at me, at Ryan Hoppy Radio. And you can always email me, ryanhoppyradio@gmail.com. If you want to syndicate my show, I'm willing to relocate to a market that's looking for a morning show, because we will be able to manifest record-breaking ratings in your market. The show's been brought to you by the Tampa Bay Hot Sauce Company at tampabayhotsauce.com. The best hot sauce in all of the Bay Area. There has all the locations of where you can get it in person or ordering online at tampabayhotsauce.com. Tag us at Tampa Bay Hot Sauce, at Ryan Hoppy Radio on Instagram. Let us know what you get. Brought to you by richkbarber.com, Rich Keeley, Master Barbershop, the best barber in all of the Bay Area. My cat's ears just popped up. He agrees. This is also being brought to you by fitsagefitness.com, by amiracademy.com, and by westchaseprinting.com. Westchase Printing, the best printing company in all the Bay Area. Posters, yard signs, whatever you need. Amir Academy, 2700 22nd Street, and that's in St. Petersburg. And fitsagefitness.com, Devin Prasad. He is the best. All the info to work out in person is at fitsagefitness.com. And all the info to work out virtually, if you don't live in Tampa Bay, is at fitsagefitness.com. I don't know if you are able to notice this trend. I don't know if you're able to notice this thing about me, but I surround myself with winners. So when I tell you that these are the best sponsors in all of the Bay Area, I'm a man of my words. So... But like every man of his words, somebody who talks all day, there is a point when you run out of things to say. And that moment is right now. So I got to say, thank you for listening to Hoppy Hour. I appreciate it. And I hope you have an amazing day. Bye.
Happy Hour. Happy Hour.
Happy Hour is now over. Happy Hour is now over. Happy Hour is now over.
And like that, he's gone.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.